You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is kind of news for nerdish, and I loved it. It's a story I was reading about the chameleon effect. There are these researchers in Italy. Go ahead, Jeremy.
It's Italy.
And what they wanted to study was to see if it's true that we are such a mimicking society, if that is what explains our fascination with phones when we see somebody pick theirs up. And so what they did is they did observational studies of people, like a group of two or three or more people. And if one person picks up their phone and looks at it, then the other person around them will immediately do the same thing. They say it's just like yawning. When one person yawns, the other person yawns. And they said it's not just it's not just the fact that, oh, well, people probably pick up their phones anyway. No, when they're doing the observational thing, half of people would pick up their phones when they saw somebody else do it. If the first person didn't, fewer than 1% of people would then pick up their phones. So it is purely mimicry behavior.
Yeah.
Which they say is an evolutionary trait that is supposed to get us to bond and, become tight with our fellow human beings.
But which really we're not, because we're all staring down at our phones, you know.
That's correct. The researchers say this has the opposite effect.
Yeah.
The whole chameleon effect is supposed to bring a tribe together. And what the phones are doing is they are isolating people into their little silos.
Mm-hmm. Our little bubbles.
So anyway, we know this is true. I mean, and if you're out and you see a group of people and you watch one person pick up their phone, just watch. And everybody else will. And it's subconscious. They'll grab their phone and start.
Check it. Yeah.
What else is trending?
Well, by far the biggest trending celebrity / billionaire gossip making the rounds right now. Bill and Melinda Gates filing for divorce after 27 years of marriage issued a statement yesterday saying, quote, "We no longer believe we can grow together as a couple in this next phase of our lives."
Boy, first Bezos and now Bill Gates.
First Bezos.
Man.
Yeah, Bill Gates.
They added they will continue to work together at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I think they've got like $40 billion or something in that charity that they can dole out or something like that. It's a really, really good charity. They do a lot of good work with that stuff. I will give them that. Bill, though, is worth $137 billion. And word on the Microsoft street is, Dom, that they don't have a prenup. Got no prenup.
All right.
But they've come to a separation agreement, so she'll be getting a big old fat check, is what I'm imagining.
All right.
What do you give her? 10 million? 20 million? No. 10 billion. 10 billion. You could survive off of 10 billion, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say I've been really enjoying the internet, having fun with this, with all the posts now from like Bumble and Happn and Tinder of fake profiles for Bill Gates. Pretty darn solid comedy. Pretty darn good stuff floating around today. Marvel has revealed the name of its new Black Panther sequel and a buttload of new Marvel movies coming out. New Black Panther is going to be Black Panther Wakanda Forever, coming out in July. New Captain Marvel movie called The Marvels. The Eternals is coming out. Black Widow. Legend of Ten Rings, Ant-Man 3, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, another Doctor Strange, and another Fantastic Four. Good night. Speaking of billions of dollars, they released a little teaser trailer this morning that I watched with Stan Lee talking in the background.
I thought he was dead.
Goosebumps, man. Goosebumps. No, they brought him back. He didn't hear.
They propped him up.
Yeah.
For this.
Uh-huh.
You can't die. We need to make billions of dollars.
We got
to
make a trailer, dude.
You know, I recognize just how popular these movies are.
They're good movies.
They are not for me.
Although,
I will say I did like Black Panther.
Yeah, like the way they're all intertwined and stuff. Like, it's really well done. And dare I say it, on May the 4th, I think the Marvel movies are way better than anything Star Wars.
That is fight and
dun,
talk
dun,
for some people.
Especially on today's date. Shout out to all the teachers. It's National Teachers Day. or Teacher Appreciation Day is what my kids have been calling it. They were up last night making little arts and crafts for their teachers.
What'd they make?
Construction paper, little flowers and stuff out of construction paper. And yeah.
Construction paper flowers?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what the teachers want today.
Yeah. Right in the trash.
I was watching them do that. I didn't say anything because it was cute and it's a kind gesture. But I'm like, really? I mean, like, we couldn't.
Starbucks gift card, so, man?
I slid a $100 bill into each envelope
today.
Yeah,
sure you did,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll do a shout-out to Ms. Hanks.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. My favorite was Mr. Gillum, my music teacher.
Oh,
yeah.
What's Mr. Gillum up to today?
I reconnected with him on Facebook a few years ago. He's just kicked back, retired. I think he's up in Estes Park. And
same with Ms. Hanks.
Living the good life,
well,
man.
Well, not in Estes Park, but yeah, kicking back and
retired. But just kicking back and retired. Hey, this is kind of cool. Kroger, the parent company of King Soopers, they're testing out drones for delivery. They're joining the rival Walmart for a pilot program to deliver groceries. Now, I was reading a little bit about this. These drones are only able to lift about 5 pounds right now. So you could still get like your medications, or maybe you need formula in the middle of the night, or you got a hankering for a payday or something. It'll right over to your house or a park or wherever you're at and dump it off for you.
Now, how much will this add to your cost?
That I don't know. I don't know. They'll work it
like,
in somewhere, I'm sure.
Would drone delivery be less expensive than a human being getting in a van and driving it to your house? Or would it be more
Probably.
Expensive?
I bet you it's less.
Hmm.
You know, because you just got to charge them and the little pilot pilots it over, and probably way less than maintaining a vehicle.
Okay.
But I'm for it. That's pretty cool. If you're sitting at the park and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I forgot such and such for this get together. And
couldn't it be rife with things being delivered to the wrong place? You know, like if you're just taking it to a park, somebody
else
will grab your payday.
That's the thing. I think about with the Amazon deliveries and stuff, like where they just comes and it dumps it off in your front yard eventually. Mm-hmm. Like, hello, porch pirates. Like, just people sitting in their cars watching the drones fly around and they follow them to wherever it's going and take your payday. Now that I think about it, probably a Kit Kat. I don't want a payday. Anything else I want to tell you, Dom?
No.
Most important news of the day, reverse your ceiling fans, everybody.
All right.
It's like checking your smoke detectors. It's time to reverse the ceiling fans.
I was reading that little story this morning, and I thought,
it's funny because
I don't think I did last time, so I'm good.
Oh, good. Yeah, you're fine, and it rolls around. You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just did the one in our bedroom, and it made such a difference.
I don't do the winter ceiling fan.
You don't?
You know, you're supposed to, yeah, it's supposed to
I
be
do.
Reversed, you know, and
yeah.
it's supposed to, you know, bring the warm air, circulate and stuff like that, but I don't have, you know.
You ain't got time for that.
I don't have time.
You don't got time for Captain America or changing your ceiling fan. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Check out the Starbucks order that's gone viral. A barista in California tweeted out a picture of a customer's order on Saturday. Some dude named Edward ordered a caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino. What? Anyway, 13 modifications to this drink. 13. Check out the picture of the drink with the little label on the side with all the modifications. It's nutty.
Can they also show us the face of the barista who had to make it?
And the cost? How much did this thing cost? Anyway, it's on our Facebook search, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.